Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now. Of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I mean, at one point in time, I could fight, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I can write, I can fight. I'm a little unusual. I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free listening line at the top of each hour just for you. You want to impart? You want got something to say? You want to rip me apart? Yeah, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are just hours away from Teofimo Lopez, of course, and Josh Taylor. Of course, the battle of maybe the has-beens. I mean, Josh Taylor lost his last fight, and some people could say that maybe Teofimo Lopez lost his last fight. Of course, we're talking about Jack Catterall and Josh Taylor. That was a stinker, of course. That was last year, February of 2022, over there in the UK. And, of course, Teofimo Lopez and Sandor Martin. Oh, my God. What did Teofimo say after the fight? Do I still have it? That's what they caught him on mic saying that. Do I still have it? Well, guess what? The odds makers say you don't. He is a minus 200 favorite. So Josh Taylor, a 2-1 favorite. And, of course, Taylor coming from the UK, and he's got his judges with him. So no hometown judges, no hometown decisions. Teofimo Lopez, we'll see if he's got anything left. Once again, I have a listener line. It's 1-800-878-7529. Or the more popular guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? The text number? 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide is 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. Of course, we come to you live on Veev TV and WBC TV. Straight up, right after the break, Boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've been rocking and rolling almost as long as I have. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. We talk a little MMA as well, of course. On the line from the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's true PhD. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, Pedro. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. We are rocking and rolling here. Of course, let's talk about last night's fight. Adrian Broner, at one point in time, he was more than a prospect. I mean, he's held some alphabet belts here and there, but I mean, he was more than just a stumble bum. Last night, he sort of looked like maybe almost a stumble bum.
He definitely looked like a fighter that had not been in the ring for over 2 years. A lot of rust. Even his body, you know, he never had a felt physique, but you can see some love handles, some back fat. But I thought, all in all, I saw a lot of activity from Broner. Sometimes you don't see that. You know, he doesn't throw a lot of punches. He did. He did throw a lot of punches. You could see him shaking up the ring rust against a guy that was there to play the part in Hutchinson. You know, he was basically a punching bag with legs. And
he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
No, and hopefully, you know, his law practice continues successful. You know, and he can tell his grandkids he fought Adrian Broner one day.
Yeah, well, like that New York cop that got drilled by Roy Jones. Remember, he had some advertising on the bottom of his shoes.
That's my boy, Robert Frazier. Yes.
Do you still see him every now and then?
I do. Actually, I saw him the other day when Bronx Chester Boxing Club reopened. It's actually the oldest gym in New York City as far as it being in one location, Bronx Chester Boxing Club.
You know, when they closed Newman's Gym here in San Francisco about 15 years ago, it was the longest open. I mean, it had the record. It could have been saved as a landmark, but I was sleeping. I had other things to do. I was traveling around the country, wasn't thinking about it, and the landmark days came and went, but Newman's Gym was like the oldest boxing gym in the country.
And you'll probably never see another Newman's again.
No, but you know, you won't see it. Listen, that's because that era is gone. I mean, the place, that whole gym thing is gone. I mean, now it's like, it's high tech. I was in a boxing gym in Las Vegas this weekend watching guys work, and it's a lot more high tech than just bags and sparring. I mean, in pads. I mean, these guys are doing all kinds of crazy things, ropes, all kinds of crazy stuff. So I wish them all the very best of luck. I just don't know if it's better than the old school, because I'm old school.
Sports has to evolve, right? Every sport evolves. And, boxing shouldn't, necessarily remain in the Stone Age, but you can't throw away the fundamentals, the basics, that have been around since the beginning, So I think there has to be some sort of a hybrid type of training, in my opinion.
Interesting. I guess there's a big Hall of Fame weekend going up there in Canasota, New York. This is the second weekend in June, of course. That's when they hold the big ceremonies up there. The place is rocking. Graziano's. Have you ever been there, Scott?
No, I never have. Okay. That's definitely on my bucket list. I have never made it up to Canasota.
I have all kinds of great memories of Canasota. Alexis Arguello getting so drunk, I had to pull him off some girl. I almost threatened to slap him. I mean, you're talking about slapping like a world champion like that. But he was drunk and acting the fool. And I told him, man, please, stop. Anyway, finally he realized how serious I was, and he goes, okay, Pedro. But when Alexis drank and when Alexis did drugs, he was a totally different person than the guy you see on TV. The golly gee whiz, hi, I'm the nicest guy in the world.
The demon came out, huh?
The demons came out, and the alcohol thing. The alcohol thing was really rough with me and him around, because it just came on. In other words, he'd have a drink, and before you knew it, like a drink and a half later, he's like almost slurring his words and looking at girls, and his tie's crooked. I mean, his tie got crooked like 45 minutes into the evening. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So a guy that could take a good shot in the ring really couldn't take a good alcohol resistance.
No, and then when I went down there in 1999, August of 1999, of course, trying to get him off crack when he called me on this show. He was on this show, and he said he wanted to kill himself. So Don Jose Suleiman, the former president of the World Boxing Council, he sent me down to Managua, Nicaragua to try to save him. I spent a couple of weeks down there. We had interventions, drug interventions, the priest, the family, all that kind of good stuff. Arguello said, screw you. I'm not a junkie. I'm not shooting anything on my arm. Leave me alone. So I left him alone. And about 2 months later, he got in a car accident in Nicaraguan. Police said to him, either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And Alexis credited me with him, helping him get him to rehab and this and that. I think he told the guy from the New York Daily News that I saved his life. I thought that was really cool when he said that in front of Tim. I can't remember what the guy's last name, the black dude. But he said that in front of him, and that sort of blew my mind. Of course, the last time I talked to him 3 weeks before he died, he was happy. He wanted me to come back to Managua, and maybe we could solve the mystery of the stripper. Did I tell you about that stripper?
No. No, what happened?
Daniel's already laughing in the other room. I don't know what he's laughing about. He's never heard this story, I don't think, either. Anyway, the bottom line is the stripper comes out. She puts a cigarette in a place where the sun don't shine, and she starts blowing smoke out her mouth.
That's a talented lady.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly, it's never been done before. I don't know how she did it. I have no idea how she did it, man, but I'm telling you, she was, unless she had like some type of smoke thing in her mouth, but she was blowing smoke and she had the cigarette in an inconvenient place. Anyway, just put it to an inconvenient spot and towards the rear. Anyway, that was a little crazy, but that's what he and I remember. Listen, in Nicaragua, we went to a business meeting, and we went to a business meeting in a strip club. I mean, I don't get that, but that's the way they sort of do stuff down there.
I can imagine it's got to be pretty hard to remain concentrated when you're seeing,
I don't know about that. I don't know what that kind of money online, but the only times I've been in strip clubs when I haven't been a cop was when I went with Roberto Duran one time in Vegas, and I went with Alexis down there in Managua, Nicaragua. I'm not a strip club guy. I remember in San Francisco, right up here on Broadway, three blocks away from where I am right now, I used to walk something called the Broadway Beat, and I was a rookie, a recruit. And they said, Pedro, you got to get tough with these guys. Show us what you're like. This. And I said, I don't get tough with people, man. He goes, well, you got to get these guys. Anyway, bottom line is the strip clubs used to rip these guys off. They would tell them to come on in, no cover charge. And then they charged them $65 a soda. Okay, so you get it. Yeah, so you get a tab for like two beers, maybe a champagne, something like that. Maybe you get a tab for like $115. Okay, so these guys would complain, and the management, they wouldn't pay, so they call the cops. So when I was assigned down there, every time I went down there, I gave the guy a pat on the back and walked him on out the door. Man, the management hated me. They hated me. Finally, they stopped calling.
Wow, you're talking about getting hosed.
Boy, come on, man. $65 a soda? I'm serious. It was like 100. This is like in the 80s, like $130. I said, what? Whoa, whoa. I said, what did the guy do? Did you have some type of oral interaction with her or something like that? You paying this kind of money? He goes, no. He goes, I go, did you get a lap dance? He goes, no. He goes, I just sat here and had two new beers. I said, oh, that's not going to go. Anyway, walked them on out to play. Thank God they don't recognize me. I guess, you know, I've changed a little bit, but they don't recognize me up here on Broadway because I think I'm going up there to watch a UFC. If I watch a UFC, I don't watch it at home because I won't give Dana White a dime. I just won't. I mean, Dana White's not my favorite guy, you know. He's not. I mean, he keeps telling people that CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, did I say that? He keeps trying. Yeah, and Dana said I got that right. Anyway, he keeps saying that everybody has CTE. Including him. And I said to myself, let me slap him a few times and find out.
No, boy.
Dana White's not my... He's a creepy guy. Listen.
Yeah, I think unless you're an employee of UFC, I think he'd be hard-pressed, you know, find many things to like about him.
I mean, you know, I was around him when he was nothing, when he was a dweeb. He came out here from Boston. He was hanging around the boxing world in Las Vegas in different amateur gyms, things like that, trying to hang on as a towel boy or something like that. You know, I'm serious. He was nothing, okay? Then he got hooked up with the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. They owned the station casinos, and then they bought the UFC for a million and a half. $1.5 million, and they sold it for $4,200 million. So I give them props on selling the thing. But Dana White, man, I just—if ever there was a guy I wanted to see his private jet crash, it might be Dana White.
Ouch, that's harsh, brother.
No, you know, I'm just joking. Anyway, but the bottom line is Dana's not my favorite guy. He and I went back and forth a few times. We had an advertising contract. I told you about that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we had a long running contract. It was a 2-year pact, and I think we were like 6 months into it. I was getting $4,000 a month. Oh, nice contract. I signed it. So anyway, it was a 1-year contract with a 1-year renewal. So he said to me about 5 months into the contract, he goes, "We got to change the contract." I said, "What are you going to change it for?" He's going to change it from X to A. I went, "What? You're going to cut it like 75%? He goes, "I'm cutting it 75%. Either you cut it 75% or the deal is off." I said, wait. I said, according to my attorney, I have a signed contract with you, so you have to pay me for a year. And he paid me for a year, and then we were done. I haven't talked to the dude since.
Mm. Wow, try to nickel and dime you. But it wouldn't be – I mean, I'm not shocked. I mean, it's kind of like the way he does business with his fighters anyway.
Well, those poor guys, I mean, come on, human exploitation is best. I mean, some of those guys are getting $12,000 to get the snot kicked out of them. Even if you win, you take a beating in the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, catching knees and elbows to the face for $10,000, that's crazy.
Okay. All right, we're going to roll to a break. After the break, we'll talk about tonight's fights. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, the former lightweight champion. The takeover has been taken over, and of course, he's taken on the undefeated, but with an asterisk, Josh Taylor. Of course, Josh Taylor being the WBO junior welterweight champion. That and more with Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. People ain't true. The sort of place. They really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make it 27 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, the Saturday edition, June 10th, 2023. Of course, we come to you Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live right here on these same channels. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you haven't been here before, it's a different experience, believe me. After a half hour, you say to yourself, this guy's either on board, he's off board, but the bottom line is he's entertaining. This is boxing straight up. We go back to the phone lines. Of course, boxing's PhD on the other line, Socrates Palmer. Sock, I got to ask you this. Why is Tijuana's favorite cab driver, Jaime Munguia, why does he box? He's 41-0. Why don't you just stick to driving cabs?
Listen, you know, if there's ever been a guy that's been handled with kid gloves, it's Jaime Munguia.
But here's what's up. He don't look like Oscar De La Hoya.
He doesn't.
No.
You know, but, he does fight in an exciting fashion, does throw a lot of punches. When he's in the ring, he does perform. Unfortunately, you want to see them take the training wheels off. He should have been fighting much higher level competition at this point in his career. Like you said, he's got over 40 fights. He keeps going up in weight. He's fighting at 168 pounds. I don't know if that's a tell-all of his conditioning or what's going on. He originally started at 154. He's not like he's a devastating puncher. I'm kind of tired of Munguia, honest. You know, wake me up when he fights a real opponent.
Yeah, but you have a timeout. But you said that you were saying that like a year and a half ago.
I mean,
we've been this guy's been wearing on us for a long time as far as patience is concerned. I mean, come on, I understand prospects have to be built up in this, but he was built up at 154. He couldn't really get nothing done there. Went to 160, sort of couldn't get nothing done there. Now he's at 168 when all the money was at 160 for him.
Yeah. I mean, he is only 26 years old. He doesn't have, you know, one of these extensive amateur backgrounds. He's bounced around with different trainers. Eric Morales is working with him. I don't know if he still is with him. Derechenko is a trial horse. You know, he's a tough guy. He's going to give you an honest effort. But he's got a lot of miles on the body. You know, Derechenko got jobbed against Triple G a couple of years back.
Yeah.
But he's a tough guy. You know, he's a tough guy. He's coming off of a win.
He's 14-4 with 10. But back to Munguia, though. I mean, you know, I'm looking down Munguia's record. I'm telling you, outside of Liam Smith, we went 12 rounds with. I can't see anybody on that resume that's worth anything.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, he won the WBO version of the 54 against Saddam Ali, who was, you know, kind of disappointing career. Gary O'Sullivan, he's got a cool hipster mustache. And Gabe Rosado was shot, you know, back in 2021. So, you're right. There's not too many, you know, household names on his resume. But he's only 26, you know. And let's see, you know, how he looks tonight against Derevchenko. And
setup fights do you need? He's had 41. Whether he's living and learning on the job or not, he's had 41 fights. He's went through three weight classes now, and he has not made a statement in either. He hasn't made a statement yet.
Yeah, absolutely right. At one point, Golden Boy was pump faking that he was the number one contender for Jermall Charlo.
Yeah,
you know, and this, that, and the other. The problem is, I
think his claim to fame was beating Takashi Inoue, who's 19-2 with 11 KOs. Is he related to the two brothers or what?
Probably, I don't know.
I know. Japanese and Inoue in Japanese like Lee in China. Anyway, let's switch gears. Of course, Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez. Teofimo Lopez, once he take over, the takeover was taken over by George Kambosos. From that point forward, he really hasn't looked too good. Of course, he had that fight in December of 2022 with Sandor Martin. He was caught on a hot mic afterwards saying, quote, "Do I still have it?" End quote. I'm talking about the takeover. Is the takeover done?
Wow. I never thought that at 25 years of age, Teofimo would be shot. And it's not so much physically, it's mentally. You know, he's someone who's been going through some personal issues. Apparently, he's getting divorced. So that has him screwed up.
Does he do blow?
I have no idea, brother.
Listen, because I don't want to interrupt you, but when guys get really flaky and start doing really weird stuff, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, it's drugs, alcohol, or it's the fact they're getting punched in the head. You know what I mean? How clear can guys think if they're totally concussed 24/7?
That's a good question. He has said that he's battled depression and this, that, and third. I think he's a little mature, but he's only 25, and he probably doesn't have the best example of someone, you know, and his father, sad to say, who's obviously...
His father's a sack of spit, and I'm being nice.
His father's a nut job. You know, he is a nut job. He's irreverent. But he loves his son, right? That's the one thing you can't take away from him. And he got him to the point that he became a world champion, the unified lightweight champion. And he beat, you know, an all-time great in Lomachenko. And ever since then, it's been downhill. Okay. You know, losing to Campbell, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Josh Taylor, of course, he coming off the Catterall fight. Of course, that was a stinker, I thought, without a doubt. I thought Catterall won. I thought it was the heist of 2022, without a doubt. Now, of course, he's going to take on Teofimo Lopez. He's got neutral judges, he said. He's got one judge here, one judge there. I guess one of the... Oh, here's what I want to tell you. The judge they brought in here, the Taylor people brought in, was that guy from Canada, and you and I think we know this guy, Benoit Russell. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the name, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to rate him one of the worst judges in Canada. I rate him one of the worst of all time. Anyways, Joe Pascal from New Jersey. The UK, Steve Gray, is going to be the third judge. And the referee, I think, is going to be from Canada as well. So Canada playing a big role in tonight's fight. Now,
Taylor shouldn't be questioning judges. I mean, when he got the gift of all gifts against Catterall, you know, so.
Listen,
it's a crossroads fight.
I know. Josh Taylor and me, listen, Josh, if Josh Taylor, you were. Were to put me and him in the same room, we wouldn't get along because I would just tell him, listen, man, I have never seen anybody punk out like that. I mean, if somebody whooped me that bad in the amateurs and I got the decision over them, I don't know if I think I might retire. I think I might retire. I think I would be ashamed. I would be ashamed of the decision. Maybe that's just me, but I just would. I wouldn't take it. Like when they tried to give me a Golden Glove title one year, they said, you know, there's nobody in your weight class. Yeah, I don't want it. Don't give me a title. No. Make me fight for that title.
You know, there's that pride of an athlete, you know. Now, the two have been talking up a good game. You know, they've been saying a lot of nasty stuff to each other. Let's see if they perform, you know, when the lights are on. It's a crossroads fight. Both of them have looked very suspect, you know, the last 2 years. Catterall, they screwed him, you know, aside from, you know, they made sure that he was going to lose that fight when they took that bogus point from him.
Ooh.
I mean, he cut Taylor. He dropped him in the eighth round. Teofimo looked like hot spit against the Spaniard southpaw.
Sandor Martin.
It's make or break for both. Yeah, Sandor Martin. You know, he could have got credit for two knockdowns. It's going to be a make it or break it fight. And I think the loser definitely will have to retire.
Boxing took a beating, of course, with the Raleigh Romero stoppage when Tony Weeks stopped that fight. And then the following week, of course, the decision with Lomachenko and Vegas. Is boxing taking it on the chin here? Do we need a good fight tonight in order to, like, you know what I'm trying to say? In other words, I think if we had a great fight tonight, this would be telltale right now because I think the sport's hurting.
I think this will be a good fight because I think both guys need the win. Bottom line, you know, and I think both guys, despite being knuckleheads outside of the ring, I think they're guys with pride. I think they will perform. Teofimo I still believe Teofimo is a special talent. You know, he's not just a guy that's heavy handed. He's a good athlete. If he boxes, that's better than what people think.
Good enough. Socrates Palmer, Boxing PhD on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Hey. Yo.
Let's go to a break. Hello? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. I got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Favorite Grill Pack. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. Your gift package includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Forty minutes past the hour, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I just got back from Las Vegas, spent some time down there with my favorite Minch. I'm talking about my attorney, of course, Mark Risman. I'm sort of laughing because of the fact that I'm not going down there because I was in legal trouble, things like that. Bottom line is I went down to see Mark, spent some time with Johnny Sig as well. Of course, John Signorello, the kid was a big star on this show for almost a decade, but he went on, did his own thing as far as independence is concerned. He moved to Las Vegas about 10 years ago. Him and the missus moved to Las Vegas, and they never looked back. I mean, he left a successful music business in Jersey. Of course, him and his father were both music teachers, and that's what he's doing now, is teaching music in in Las Vegas. So he's having a great time, him and the wife having a great time. Of course, their daughter. I wish all three of them the very best, and we hope to get Johnny Sig on the show in the near future. Now, Don King was on TV last night. Was that Don King? Good Lord, he looked like something out of a creature feature movie or something like that, man. Don probably shouldn't show his face in public if he looks that bad. I mean, he looked like he was 110 years old, not 91 years old. Anyway, the king of pay-per-view, Mike Tyson, Julio Cesar Chavez, Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, George Foreman, Joe Frazier. I go on and on, right? And then he comes up with last night, Adrian Broner and the guy that's a lawyer. Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. And I preached to him. You know, about 6 or 8 months ago, when they threw that other garbage card, they put that garbage card on TV. Of course, I called Don King's daughter on the phone and said, Debbie, I said, let me produce the shows. Let me produce the shows, and I will make the shows look good, even if we've got spit for talent. In other words, you can have spit for talent, spit with an H. You can have horrible talent, but if you produce the show right and make it entertaining, guess what? You got a good chance maybe getting over a little bit, right? So that's what I told her. I said, give me X. And I'll come in there, I'll bring my own crew, I'll bring my own production crew, the whole nine yards. I'll bring everything. All you got to do is tell me the arena. And here's the X, here's the factor. She didn't want to do it. So she said no. So one show came out, it was so bad, it looked like public access TV back in the 1980s in New York City. I mean, it's all kinds of crazy. And he's charging you for this. Pay-per-view, Don King, the king of pay-per-view. Come on, man. You should be paying me to watch that, Don. That's what you should be doing. I mean, come on, pay-per-view? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, Bill Hutchinson, wish him the very best of luck as far as his future is concerned as a lawyer. But as a fighter, he couldn't lick a stab you wet his tongue. And I'm saying that over and over again because he was really bad. Anyway, of course, the 29th of July, just got back from Vegas. The buzz in Vegas is Spence and Crawford. Of course, Earl Spence was the 28-0. Of course, the kid from Texas. Good-looking welterweight, tall welterweight, a guy that's probably a junior middleweight, sweating down to make 147 without a doubt. He's had weight issues for a long time, but Terrence Crawford, the ascending kid, of course, a guy that moved up from 135 to 140 to 147, now the WBO 147-pound title holder, undefeated out of Omaha, Nebraska, Omaha. That's what they called it. I was on an airplane one time. So the lady said, hey, girl, well, if you want to give up the ticket, give up the flight right now and go to Vegas like in the next flight, we'll give you a free trip to Omaha. I said, cool, that's in Hawaii, right? Omaha, Nebraska. Anyway, that's where he's the king of Omaha, Nebraska, without a doubt. Of course, he's undefeated with 37-0, something like that. Bottom line is he's a good-looking fighter, and he's mean. I mean, Terrence Crawford is mean. Terrence Crawford is – now, Omaha might not sound ghetto to you, but Terrence Crawford's got a lot of ghetto in him, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, like, he's street. He's street, and he's for real. Okay, and Earl Spence, of course, got tossed out of that car about maybe 2 years ago now, of course, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, and at 150 miles per hour, drunk as a skunk, but he was running. Remember the story on that one? Some guy calls me on the show here. I was doing the show one time, and he calls me, and he was a source from Texas. He said to me, the reason why Earl Spence was driving at 120 miles an hour is that some guys were chasing him. They chased him. They punked him in a club. He was in a club, and he got punked. And, you know, you get punked, you get into a car, you're drunk, you're driving this car, some Ferrari or something like that, at 150 miles per hour, and he flipped it. And as he flipped the car, he flipped out of the top of the car. Talk about a lucky dude. Oh, my God. Rabbit's foot. Should have bought a lottery ticket. That was a winning lottery for him. Anyway, bottom line is Earl Spence survives, but he has the brain damage because you see the brain damage, the brain bleed. In other words, a concussion. You can see the blood around both pupils. One is really, really bad. Anyway, bottom line is he was damaged in that fight, and I don't think he could ever come back from that. I mean, the last couple of fights, he's looked pedestrian, but Crawford, on the other hand, Crawford's never really looked bad. I mean, he's had a couple of fights where he hasn't looked great, but he's never looked bad, okay? And I think the 29th, the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, right across from the MGM Grand, of course. I stayed at the MGM Grand. The Signature Suites, I spent 3 or 4 days there this week, and they gave this. I never left the room. And they don't have room service. What do you mean? It's not like I had hookers or massage or anything like that. What happened was I had a Whirlpool bathtub, okay? So I had a Whirlpool bathtub, and I was on the 18th floor. I had my own penthouse. In other words, you know, if you went out there and were to burn anything on the balcony, nobody's above you unless, you know, there's somebody way up there. But the bottom line is it was a great time. I got to see Mark Ratner, Mark Risman. I mentioned that without a doubt, of course. And I spent some time with Johnny Sig. But I was also testing the waters in Las Vegas to see if I wanted to go back to Vegas and do a live show. Because, of course, I commuted there for, like, what, 10 to 12 years back in the days of the Talk America radio network, of course, Sports Byline, stuff like that. And bottom line is, those were good times. But I don't know if I wanted to do the commuting because the bottom line is they set me up with this clear thing where you go to the airport, you don't have to stand in line too much, and they set you up and they go through security and that kind of stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool. But then I got to Vegas and the rental car wasn't there. Here's a good one. I go to a thrifty rental car and there's nobody in line. So I say to myself, hey, well, I'll hit the lottery. Good Lord, nobody's in line. Let's go up and get my rental car, man. No sweat, right? Las Vegas airport. Guess what? The thrifty ticket counter was closed. They went out of business a week before. They didn't tell me. Didn't tell anybody. They just booked reservations and kept going. Anyway, bottom line is they said I had to go over to Dollar Rent a Car. So I went over to Dollar Rent a Car, and I couldn't believe it because the line was all the way out the door. So me being the anal person I am, I counted the people in line. 137 people. There were two people renting cars. Think about that. Two people renting cars, 137 people in line. It takes an average of about 5 to 10 minutes per car. Think about that. How long was it take? So anyway, I went up to the front of the line and asked this lady, how long have you been in line? She says, since 8 o'clock. It was 3:15 in the afternoon. I said, F this, I'm out of here. Bottom line is I went to Avis rent a car and I got out of there. So Las Vegas was a nightmare going in. Going out, it was wonderful. I mean, just had a great time. When you fly out at 6 in the morning, not a whole lot happening. I mean, people still coming. You see some people coming. I remember the old days when I wouldn't even go to sleep. We would just like party all night long, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, say, well, we got to get on a flight in an hour, so just stay awake for another hour. That was a problem. We go back to the hotel and get our clothes, right? And we've got an hour to go. Falling asleep, this, that, partying hard back in the day, of course, in Las Vegas. Last week, Clarissa Shields, of course, took on a no-name opponent. She was a winner over 10 rounds. She is the women's middleweight champion. Give her some props, no doubt about that. The lady from Flint, Michigan, of course, she's had a bad attitude over the years. Not my favorite woman as far as female boxing is concerned, but she's successful, no doubt about it. Now, Regis Progress is the WBC 140-pound champion. He is the guy that these guys want to get at. I'm talking about both Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor. Of course, Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez had to be pulled apart at the press conference yesterday or the weigh-in yesterday, of course. And the fact that these guys are like running games on one another. I mean, when you look at the damage that's been taken as far as the two of them is concerned, looks like Teofimo's been in a few car wrecks. Josh Taylor, pretty clean mug without a doubt. Of course, Jack Catterall's not much of a puncher, but Teofimo Lopez, I think he is shot. The fact that he couldn't beat Sandor Martin, the stand-in Spaniard last year, couldn't beat him decisively and question his own abilities afterwards. Do I still have it? Well, we don't know if he still has it because the bottom line is I think the takeover has been taken over. I think he was a flash in the pan. Boxing's PhD doesn't feel that way, but I'm telling you, I think he was a flash in the pan. 18-1, 13 KOs, of course. Josh Taylor, 19-0, 13 KOs. Everybody's picking Taylor. I can't find anybody to pick Lopez outside of his father. And, of course, his father's a piece of work. We saw his father. He was getting his ass kicked by Cambosis, and his father's doing salsa dancing ringside. Hey! Say what? I thought the father was doing blow. I mean, personally, being an ex-cop, a little street guy, a little street in me, this and that, I thought maybe the father was doing cocaine or something like that. I mean, that was crazy. I mean, I've seen guys drunk in corners before, never guys high on cocaine. I mean, would you be dancing around outside of a ring if your son that you love dearly. He's a loving father without a doubt. But your son's in the ring and he's getting his ass kicked, and you're like dancing around afterwards doing stuff. Come on, man, what's going on? Anyway, the old man is out of his tree without a doubt. But the winner tonight will step up, of course, take on Regis Progress, who's got a voluntary title defense coming up. He's supposed to get right through that. But the bottom line is, of course, Pregas is the guy that lost to Josh Taylor. I never understood that. There must be something in going across the pond and fighting in England or fighting in a different time zone. That I fought in a couple different time zones, but they were only like a couple hours different. So it wasn't like it was like some major change in my body or something like that. But, you know, with these guys, I just don't know. Going over to the UK and fighting Josh Taylor, of course, Regis Progress. I thought for sure Regis was going to beat him. I thought this is going to be an easy fight for the kid that's handled by Bobby Benton. Of course, Bobby Benton is a trainer, might be the manager as well, but he's a trainer of Progress. Of course, he is the son of Bill Benton. Bill Benton's one of the best guys in boxing, without a doubt. Knowledgeable, but if you pissed off Bill, Bill was like the mafia. Bill didn't give you a second chance. I mean, he was like the mob. You crossed Bill the first time, it was over, without a doubt. But his son, Bobby Benton, training some good fighters down there in the Texas area. Wish him the very best. Now, I'm getting some emails coming here, a little text here coming here. Floyd Mayweather going to do an exhibition? Listen, Floyd Mayweather is going to do an exhibition with John Gotti Jr. I guess John Gotti Jr. being the son of the former crime boss. I wish to God the crime boss was still alive. You know why? He might take out Floyd Mayweather. I mean, I don't mean take him out in the ring. I mean, like, if Floyd goes in there and humiliates or embarrasses Gotti Jr., I think that Gotti Sr. would have done something about it. I kid you not. The mob is absolutely berserk. I was at the Stardust Hotel in Las Vegas. Of course, that was a scene where, wow, this was crazy. Anthony Spilotro, he was the guy that was the killer in the casino movie with Joe Pesci. He played the Joe Pesci. He was a Joe Pesci guy, okay? He bad dude, without a doubt. So he murdered all kinds of people, without a doubt. In fact, you know, he that's how he took over Las Vegas. So anyway, one night, Jim Hunter, a boxing analyst and a boxing writer and a boxing publicist, he was working for Don King at the time, or the Las Vegas Hilton. He was doing publicity for both. Anyway, he sat down in Anthony Spilotro's seat at the Starbucks Hotel when Anthony went to, they call him Ant. They call him names, a little tiny guy. And they call him Ant. So when he went to the bathroom to go to the bathroom, obviously, so Jim Hunter sat down in the seat. And the bartender's telling him, hey, man, you got to move. You don't know what seat this is. He goes, F you. I ain't moving. Drunk as a skunk. I ain't moving nowhere. No, man, you got to go. You got to go. Please, man, you got to go. No, I ain't going. So he's in the seat of the guy that owns the Stardust Hotel. I mean, he owns a casino. He runs the entire thing. Anthony Spilotro runs the Las Vegas Mafia. He is the king of the Mafia, without a doubt, okay? And this guy's sitting in his seat. So the bottom line is the bartender sees what's going on. The bartender sees Spilotro coming across the ring, coming across the floor, and he says to the kid, he says to Jim Hunter one more time, you got to get up. And then the bartender pushed him away. He goes, get up, man! You got to go! And Hunter looked at him like, wow. So Hunter backed off and turned around, and there was Anthony Spilotro. He was sitting in his seat. So Spilotro sat down. Had Jim Hunter not got up and moved, Jim Hunter would be a dead man without a doubt. Now, predictions on tonight's fight. I think it's sort of hard to predict because of the fact that both guys look so less than stellar in their last fights. I mean, come on. Catterall, you're only as good as your last fight. Catterall didn't look that good. Teofimo didn't look that good. So we got Battle of the They're trying to recondition themselves as far as their public image is concerned. And, of course, they're trying to make themselves stars in boxing once again. And Josh Taylor, although he still got that WBO belt, he had, like, the IBF, the WBC, the WBA. He gave all those belts away. Why? Because he didn't want to go back and fight Jack Catterall. Why would you not want to go back and fight Jack Catterall in the biggest fight in all of England? I mean, I know he could have made more money fighting Jack Catterall in the UK than he could have made fighting Teofimo Lopez here. So I just don't get it. And not that Catterall is that much of a threat. I mean, Catterall won last week against a guy by the name of Dara Foley. No big thing there. He won a unanimous decision in 10 rounds. I think that was May the 27th in the UK. But the bottom line is, you know, Catterall is a pedestrian type of fighter. But that one night, he deserved to have his hand raised as champion. And whether he's a pedestrian type of fighter or not, whether he's dull, whether he's not exciting, whether he can't budge, I don't care. If you get up to the point where you've won more rounds than the other guy, you deserve to win the fight. But in boxing, the only place in the world where you can roll a 17 and beat a guy that rolled a 21. Blackjack boxing style. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk.
you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dana White's doing his thing tonight in Vancouver, B.C. Amanda Nunes, the rage of the women's world of MMA. I've talked with the world bantamweight champion, of course, and featherweight champion at one point in time. Bottom line, she's the real deal. Of course, she lost a couple of fights back, but she's got an easy girl tonight. You know, I don't know if there really is any. Should I say that? In the world of mixed martial arts, there really is no such thing as an easy girl because this guy, Irene Aldana, although her record's not great, the bottom line is in the world of MMA, things that happen so quick, you make a mistake and you're all done. Anyway, Amanda Nunes defending her women's bantamweight championship tonight on UFC. Of course, it's coming to you from Vancouver, BC, UFC 289 on pay-per-view. In the co-feature, Charles Oliveira is going to take on Benel Dariush. That is in a lightweight bout. There's no other names on the card because Dana White has no other names. I mean, he doesn't have no other names. So I wish him the very best. No, I don't. I never wish Dana White. I don't wish Dana nothing. I mean, not really hard feelings. But the bottom line is I just think that the fact that he can exploit people and get away with it. I mean, he just pimps people off. I mean, he did this. I mean, he pimps people off. They get hurt. I see some of these guys that have been in the UFC, Chuck Liddell for one, these guys are walking around, they're cartoons. They're cartoons. And you don't want to see guys walking around like cartoons. That's why when Suleiman pulled the WBC off the 15-round thing and went to 12 rounds, that saved a lot of careers. It saved a lot of brain cells and saved a lot of the older guys, especially guys like Duran and Leonard, okay? And, of course, it was Hagler's demise because Hagler said that when you cut the 15-round fight to 12 rounds, of course, he's the one that agreed to do that because he got $5 million bucks to do it. I'll tell you about that, right? Marvin Hagler had this had this thing with Sugar Ray Leonard. They're going to fight in 1987, right? So anyway, they set this big fight up, and Ray's going to give him like $12 million or something like that. And then he says, well, let me pick the size of the ring. And he says, okay, I'll give you $3 million. So he picks the size of the ring. He goes, let me pick the gloves, another couple $1 million, okay? Let me pick the 12-round distance. That was worth $5 million. I think Marvin ended up getting like $24 or $25 million from that one fight. Made a fortune, without a doubt. But a lot of people thought he sold his soul. That if it went 15 rounds, that Ray would have been able to, Ray would have faltered, and that Marvin, when he came on, used his natural ability as a middleweight to enforce his will on Ray Leonard. We'll never know. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a version of a production of the WBC TV and, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, I'm on the same channel as Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll try to bring in the retired HBO Godfather tomorrow, talking about 92-year-old Larry Merchant. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. This is WBC TV and a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.